The following is a podcast from a qualified senior care provider heard on the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back to Answers for Elders Radio Network. The Vitality Revolution is here, and we're talking about health and wellness and all the different foundational principles that go along with it. And our first month, the month of June, we are talking about physical and emotional wellness. And of course, we are here with Lori Hudson on behalf of Humana. She's the owner of LJ Hudson Insurance, LLC in Washington State. And she's connected to across the nation to agents that can assist those of you that are outside of the state of Washington. And, you know, we are talking today about wellness, physical and emotional wellness. And I think we have to talk about primary care. It's evolving, is it not, Lori? And welcome to back to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. Yes, it is. And again, the evolution, and I've been in this for 20 years. And so it is so much different than it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's changing.
All the time.
Well, and so, I think the pandemic really brought the change dramatically. I remember the one time I got COVID, I called my doctor and I did everything over the phone. I didn't have to go in there, thank goodness, because I would be afraid of, spreading it to other people. There was a lot of things that we could do that was over the phone and on video that we can do now with a physician. And I think that's the thing that is interesting with what we call telehealth or primary care.
That is absolutely correct. And if there's a silver lining in our industry with COVID, is it forced people to use technology.
Yes.
Because when you're working with older folks, and you know, I consider myself, I'm in that age bracket now too, that we're resistant to change. You know, it's like, okay, I'm driving over to my doctor and that's how I do it. And I don't want to have to learn something new. And then with the COVID restrictions, we had to. So it really forced people into using that.
Yeah, we learned to do all kinds of things with technology and forced the industry to do things uniquely as well. So tell us a little bit about the overall landscape of primary care. Obviously, the old way was you make an appointment and you show up on your, you know, and you sit in the waiting room sometimes for hours because if there's an emergency or something like that. Tell me how that's changed.
Well, the telehealth again has really added a new element to it. Mm-hmm. So you can be sitting in the comfort of your own home, set up the appointment and have your primary care visit that way. Now, of course, that's will not address everything because sometimes you have to look at
you have a broken bone, you have to go to the doctor.
They do want to, you know.
Yeah, exactly. But if you have a bad cold or you're not feeling good or you have the flu or something like that, you can actually make an appointment over the phone as long as you've been in a recent period of time. Is that right?
That is right. And I remember this is maybe 10 years ago being down with bronchitis. And I knew it was bronchitis. I had it once before. I knew what it was. And I called my doctor and they said, we can't prescribe anything because we have to see you. Well, my husband was working full time. I didn't want him to take time off. I couldn't drive. I was too sick. So by the time I felt well enough to stand up, I thought, well, I'm on the way to getting better anyway. And so I think that some of those types of things, the telehealth has really set up our recovery for certain things. So there's that aspect, but then also I want to talk a little bit about the, what kind of landscape of what will be happening in our future is that there are less and less primary care doctors available. Yeah. So what's happening is in the medical schools, the students now, for the most part, they're going for specialties. They want to be a cardiologist or an anesthesiologist.
Yeah.
So primary care is suffering right now as far as...
especially geriatrics.
Yes, absolutely. And so I just think in another 10 years, what the heck is going to happen? Because there's not as many students coming out. The older doctors are retiring. And so there's the, and I think the insurance companies are really recognizing that. And so there's got to be some innovative ways to help resolve some of these issues. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that people are doing is this concierge doctor system. And that is where you pay a monthly fee, excuse me, to have a primary care doctor on call.
Right.
If you can afford to do that. A lot of people can't afford that. That could be $2,000 to $10,000 a year to have that on retainer. So if people can afford that, then they've got their doctor on call.
And obviously we work with One Medical. So in this program, One Medical has now been purchased by Amazon. And if you can actually sign up through Amazon, can you not?
You can. And so the thing about One Medical is that is a national program. Mm-hmm. And so they have their One Medical and then they have their One Medical Seniors. Mm-hmm. So if you're looking at Amazon and you see the One Medical, that has a monthly fee, but the One Medical Seniors do not have a monthly fee.
Right.
So that's embedded into your healthcare. And so that's one of the ways that some of the insurance companies are trying to come up with some ways to help people. So it's kind of a hybrid between having that concierge doctor on call all the time and then having your normal primary care physician that you go in and you sit in the waiting room. Like you said, you can sit in the waiting room forever. A lot of times you've got a lot of kids running around and I love kids, but they tend to spread a lot.
When you don't feel good, you don't want to sit there.
You don't want to sit there, and that's they're touching everything and coughing on you or whatever. And so, if you can get into a clinic where at the One Medical, you might sit there for 3-4 minutes before you get called in the back.
Versus
sitting out there with a lot of little kids, you know, that kind of thing. So it is a kind of a hybrid solution.
Sure. So how do insurance companies work with concierge or telehealth medicine? How do you play into the picture?
Well, the telehealth is billed as an office visit. So if your plan has telehealth benefits, then that would get billed to the insurance company as a regular office call. So if you have telehealth on most of the plans with a specialist, you will pay your specialist copay. So let's say you have an Advantage plan and your specialist copay is $20. Well, if you go into their office, you pay $20. If you have a telehealth, you pay $20. Mm-hmm. Or if you have a zero copay for primary care, it will be billed the same. So those are billed the same. Now the clinics, and there are clinics all over the nation, they work with the insurance company, and it's more of a partnership with the insurance companies. So they're not compensated like they would be on Medicare, where it's per visit, they get paid X amount. Mm-hmm. They get paid based on outcomes. So if you're, and there's a lot of data that, that goes into that. And if you have a good primary care doctor, that can cut down on your ER visits
or absolutely
specialist visits, things like that. So the primary care, if they're partnered with the insurance company and they have, you know, a health coach or they have other people that are focused on our senior population and, you know, they work together with the doctor, they have a whole team, and then that won't cost the member anything extra. And then the insurance company's part of the group, and so that they're compensated based on outcome. And so they've got a vested interest all the way around.
Because,
you know, you have to face it that these healthcare providers, they're running a business. Mm-hmm. You know, your doctor, we like to think that our doctors care about us, and I think most of them do, but they're also running a business.
What
does that look like?
Yeah, and I think also to find a doctor that understands geriatrics and understands bedside manner is important. And I know for me, working with doctors and having that, you know, that type of physician that specializes in seniors, such as One Medical Seniors, but there's other types of programs out there that does that. And the thing that's great about that is they have that specialized understanding of geriatrics, which many doctors do not.
They do not. And they don't have that team approach either.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
That can make a huge difference for people having that approach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So obviously, just to check in, to be a part of telehealth, you have to check with your policy, but you should probably, if you have it, how do you get started in something like that?
Usually the physician has their own portal that mm-hmm. you have to get registered with their portal. Mm-hmm. So it might be an app.
And you do that in advance?
You normally do. So if you, mm-hmm. if you call your physician, you want to set up a telehealth appointment, a lot of times they'll send you the link.
Okay.
You need to register on this link or download an app or however they use it. It's different with all of them, but they'll guide you through that. So mm-hmm. they send you that link or send you the information on how you register. And then you just log in before your appointment and then on you go.
And on you go. And, you know, I am very grateful for the time that I've been able to, you know, talk to my doctor. And this is several times, just little things. And it's nice, especially, you know, when you don't want to go into a clinic and be potentially exposed to a virus, things like that. It helps keep our seniors safe. And so, Lori, I am so excited. We have one more in this series, I guess we could say, and you're going to be providing another four episodes here in the month of June. So please, people, stay tuned. But Lori and I are going to be right back right after this. In the meantime, how do we reach you?
Best way is my website, and it's HudsonInsuranceSolutions.com, and it's Hudson with a P, HUTSON, InsuranceSolutions.com. And if you're in Washington State, if you go to my website, and if you fill out the form, if you're in Washington State, I will contact you directly. If you're outside of Washington State, what I'll do is I will forward it on to get you in touch with an agent in your local area. And wonderful. I can't stress how important it is to have an agent. And whether it's me, I want to help everybody, and I am earning my living here. So I really enjoy what I do, and I would love to work with anybody who wants to work with me. But it's so important, whether it's me or whoever it is, to have an agent, somebody to guide you, somebody to answer questions and help you. So I would love to help everyone that's out there.
Well, and we're glad you're here, and you've certainly helped me, Lori. And we have one more segment in this series. So everyone, I hope to see you right after this. We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at AnswersForElders.com.
Hi, I'm Lori LeBay, and I wanted to tell you about Alzheimer's Speaks, which is another great podcast. You see, my own mother lived with dementia for 30 years, and I felt lost. Did you know every 3 seconds someone in the world is being diagnosed with dementia? Odds are it's going to hit your families too. We want to help you connect to services, products, tools, research, and stories so you can be prepared. Please subscribe to Alzheimer's Speaks on your favorite podcast platform.